Half of the population of Karachi, Pakistan lives in the slums. In one of them called Sultanabad, 24-year-old Farrukh Zaman teaches math to 6th graders and English to 8th graders.
It's a little challenging because the circumstances these kids come from are really difficult. They have never seen their parents go to a school or their family members go to a school. For them, education does not have the same value as for most. In set circumstances, you have to come and you have to tell them what education really holds for them. For them, this school is a way just to, you know, pass 5-6 hours, that's it.
It's not an easy job, says Farrukh. One of Farrukh's 8th grade students is 15-year-old Mukammal Shah, who originally comes from a village in northern Pakistan. Mukammal goes to school until the afternoon and then joins his father in the evenings to sell intercity bus tickets. He says he likes Farrukh's teaching style.
There is a big difference. Other teachers don't explain things properly. Mr. Farrukh has a better way of explaining topics. Before he came to teach at our school, I was not able to read English very well. Now that he is here, I can read English and also speak it a little bit too.
The principal of MAO Boys Secondary School, where Farrukh teaches, agrees that his 400 students need more individual attention.
Basically, these children of ours who study at government schools have to strengthen their learning foundation. Even I didn't realize that some of these children could be so weak until these fellows pointed their weaknesses out, but this is only their first year here. They are going to improve things even more in the next year.
A recent study shows that kids who go to private schools do much better than their peers in public schools. More than 91% of 5th graders in private schools can read at least one sentence in English. Only 35% of those at public schools can do the same. In math, the situation isn't any better.
They basically lack basic literacy and numeracy skills. So as a teacher, some of the things that you have to teach, you presume that these kids should be doing this, knowing this stuff. But for me, the challenging situation is that I need to address their needs, these needs first. Then, you know, even think of, you know, teaching them something different.
Farrukh faces more than just academic problems, though.
Even in my class, some of my students were involved and I think are involved in using drugs and selling drugs. And there has been instances in which I called their parents and we had detailed conversation with them as to, you know, that they should do something and as teachers we should do something. But the problem is that these issues are so rampant, so they're happening at such a big scale that it's really difficult to make an intervention.
Another challenge Farrukh faces is that the teaching profession isn't respected in Pakistani society.
Parents are not comfortable sending their kids into this field because they say that they think that it's not a career option that they should pursue. It's not a very lucrative career option as opposed to working in a bank or a multinational company. People end up saying that if you don't have anything else to do, okay, fine, you can go and teach. I see a lot of potential in this field because I think teachers are what makes a society.
For the next 2 years, Farrukh will teach every morning and attend his master's in public administration classes in the evenings. He works with the International Teach for All Network because he believes in bringing change through real action.
If I'm not, you know, making a drastic change in this community and among these students, at least I'm, you know, contributing something. At least I know that for 2 periods, these kids will learn something new, probably something they have never learned before. The most encouraging part is that at the end of the day, I see it. Kids come to me and thank me and say that, sir, you did a good job. We really understood this thing. So that just means a lot to me.
Farrukh wants his students to appreciate the value of an education. Mukammal is already convinced.
I really want to be a doctor or a scientist when I grow up. All those scientists who are working for the progress of the country, I want to be like them. I want to work for Pakistan's progress too.
Like Mukammal, Farrukh also hopes to give something back to his country.
I'm interested in working in the policy development sector because I feel that we really need good policymakers who can actually contribute through policies to the education sector.
This is Haya Fatma Iqbal for DW in Karachi, Pakistan.
Generation change. Forget apathy. Think action.